让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, I thank you for the privilege of worshiping you.
亲爱的主，我们为有这种敬拜你的特权感谢你。
Pray that as we worship this morning, that we will feel your presence.
当我们今天早晨敬拜的时候，让我们感受到你的同在。
That we will honor you.
我们会在敬拜你，尊荣你。
And that we will hear your voice.
我们会听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
I am wrapping up today the last lesson on worship.
我们今天讲是敬拜的最后一课。
And then I want to have some time for some questions.
然后我们就有一些时间来有一些问答。
We will start a new series next week.
我们下个星期开始一个新的系列。
What I want to wrap up today.
我们今天要总结的最后一课呢。
We've been looking at the worship in our corporate worship, in our service.
我们一直在看就是大家这个集体的敬拜。
But today I want to look at how that impacts all parts of our life.
我们今天来看敬拜是如何影响我们生活的方方面面。
And to start, I want to start with an example picture.
我先讲一个就是一个例子。
One of the words that refers to worship in the New Testament, I told you, is a word that means to serve.
在新约里边就是敬拜所描述的一个词呢，就是它翻译成另外一个意思，就是服侍。
Romans 12:1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上。
And he says it is your acceptable service, your acceptable worship.
他说这是你们如此这侍奉乃是理所当然的，说这个侍奉其实就是敬拜的意思。
In both the New Testament and the Old Testament,
在旧约和新约
every part of our life is part of our worship if we're a believer.
作为一个相信的人，我们生活的每一方面其实都是一个敬拜的方面。
Imagine a group of servants in a king's palace.
想象一下，一群在王的宫殿里服侍的仆人。
As they go about their daily work,
当他们做每天工作的时候
they're cooking,
他们在就是烹调
cleaning, whatever job they do in the palace,
他们在宫殿里不管做了什么工作，不管是做饭呢，还是打扫卫生
they are serving the king,
他们在服侍这位王。
And if we go back to the definition of, or the early reference to worship that I gave you,
如果我们回到最刚开始的时候，我给大家关于这个敬拜的定义或者这个参考。
I told you, I think the first week that our English word worship comes from an old English word, worship.
我们这个英文的词敬拜，它是从一个古老的，其实分成两个部分，就是一个是配得的这个所有权。
To give worship to someone was to give them the honor they were worthy of receiving.
就是去敬拜某人，就是把那一位对方当得的这个价值，这个荣耀给他。
And so as the workers would work in the palace, imagine that each day as they do their best, they are serving the king.
所以呢，在宫殿里做工的这些仆人呢，当他们每天尽力的去做他们的工的时候，他们是在服侍王。
But occasionally there might be some grand convocation.
比如说，可能偶尔呢会有一个盛大的集会，有些特别的盛宴。
All the people who are part of the palace staff gather together.
这个宫殿里面所有服侍的人都聚集在一起。
The king recognizes their service.
那个国王呢就会说去奖赏或者承认他们的服侍，他们就看到了王。
And it reminds them, this is why I do my daily work.
这就提醒他们说，我们每天工作的这个原因是什么？这是我们的理由。
This is who I am serving.
这就是我在服侍的这位王。
That is a rather poor illustration, but the best I could find.
这是一个比较糟糕一个不太有利的一个说明，但是这也是我能找到的最好的一个说明。
for the relationship between our Monday through Saturday service of God, which is a life of worship.
周一到周六的我们的这个服事，这其实就是一个在生活中的服事，就是一种服事的敬拜的生活方式。
And on Sunday, we see Him.
在星期天的时候，我们就看到主。
We are reminded why we serve Him Monday through Saturday.
在星期天就提醒我们为什么要在周一到周六去服事神。
We're given new inspiration and new power for serving Him the next week.
我们就是给我们激励，也给我们更新的能力，让我们下个星期再继续的服事他。
And so our worship is both the Sunday corporate worship.
所以我们的敬拜呢，就包括星期天的集体的敬拜。
And our daily life.
和我们日常的生活。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31.
哥林多前书十章三十一节说。
Paul is writing to a church that has divorced their Sunday worship from their daily life.
保罗写信给的一个教会呢，他们把星期天的敬拜跟平常的这个日常生活给分隔开了。
And he says to them,
保罗对他们说，
So whether you eat or drink, whatever you do,
所以保罗说，你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，
do all to the glory of God.
一切都要为神的荣耀而做。
It's all worship.
所有的一切都是敬拜。
One year I was going to Nigeria to teach.
有一年呢，我去尼日利亚去教课。
And so in the weeks leading up to that, I was reading as much as I could about Nigeria.
所以呢，要去之前的几个星期呢，我就尽量的读有关尼日利亚的这些所有的东西。
And I was reading a Christian periodical.
我读的是一个基督徒的一个杂志。
That was celebrating that Nigeria had the largest Christian population in Africa.
他们就在庆祝啊，说尼日利亚有非洲所有国家中，它是所有国家中那个基督徒人数最高的一个国家。
That was really nice to read.
哦，那你读到这个当然觉得很好。
And then I picked up a secular periodical.
然后呢？我又拿起来一本这个世俗的这个杂志来读。
That ranked African countries in order of corruption.
他就开始把那个非洲的国家的这个腐败程度排了个名。
Number one on the continent.
在非洲这个大陆呢，
最
厉腐败最厉害的国家。
The nation that was number one in the most Christian population.
他同时呢。他们这个国家也是尼日利亚，就是同时说他们有最多基督徒人数的国家。
I took the two articles with me on my trip.
所以我去的时候呢，我就把这两篇文章都带上了。
And I said to the group of pastors I was teaching.
所以我就对我教导的那群牧师说，
Something is wrong.
出问题了，对不对？
You should be on one of these lists, but not on both.
你的名字呢，应该你们国家应该是。只出现一个杂志一个清单上而不是两个清单上都出现。
Somehow the church is failing if you make it to both lists.
如果你的名字出现在两个清单上那可能教会出了问题了。
But that's not unique to Nigeria.
但是这个并不是只是尼日利亚才有的问题。
Many, many times we see Christian leaders
很多次我们就看到这个基督徒的这个领袖出名的有名的这些人。
I talked with someone recently.
最近呢我跟一个人谈话。
Who said the church where they had been.
就是他们以前去的一个教会。
They said the pastor was a great pastor.
他说那个牧师很棒。
A terrible person.
但是一个很糟糕的人。
And again, I said,You can't be both.
但是说我说不可能，这两个不可能同时存在。
But what they meant was,
他们说的是
he was really good up front.
就是说在台上他是很棒的。
He preached inspiring sermons.
他的讲道真的很激励人。
It was motivational.
非常能够鼓舞人心。
But you did not want to meet him on Monday.
但是呢，周一你可不想见到他，你也不想跟他会面。
Because he was not a Christ-like.Person,
因为他不是一位像基督的人。
Unfortunately, what he was modeling for his members is this.
不幸的是，他对他的那个会众的他的一个榜，他想展现的一个模范是什么呢？
Worship happens only on Sunday.
敬拜只在星期天发生。
And when it's over, you go back to real life.
当这个敬拜结束之后，你就回到你真正的生活。
Which looks much different.
然后呢？跟星期天就很不同。
And if the pastor can do that,
如果牧师都可以这样做
，so can the members.
那会众当然会员也这么做呀。所以星期天呢
？You dress up.
你穿得整整齐齐。
You come to worship.
你过来敬拜。
You praise God. You sing nice songs.
赞美神，唱赞美诗。
And on Monday you lie to your boss.
星期一呢，向你的老板撒谎。
Because Sunday has nothing to do with Monday.
因为星期天跟星期一没有任何关联。
Sunday is worship.
星期天是敬拜。
Monday is real life.
星期一是真正的生活。
And what Paul says in Corinthians and says over and over in other places.
保罗在哥林多前书也在别的地方不断的讲。
True worship.
真正的敬拜。
Is 7 days a week.
是七天，一星期七天。
It affects everything we do.
影响到我们所有做的事情。
All through the Old Testament,
纵观整个旧约,
we see the failure to live out that principle.
我们就看到他们没有活出来这个原则，不断的失败。
Amos writes to people,
阿莫斯就写信给老百姓说,
come to the temple and bring the sacrifices.
说你到那个圣殿里带来献祭。
But then, they cheat the poor.
然后呢，你们就压榨穷人。
Now, the ironic thing is when they come to the temple,
令人讽刺的是当他们来到圣殿的时候
they are very careful to pay complete tithe on the money they cheated out of the poor.
他们非常小心的去就是按照那个比例做十一奉献但那个钱从哪来的呢是他欺诈欺骗穷人来的这个钱
so, they expect God to bless them.
所以他们就期待神来祝福他们说你看我们都奉献了
And Amos says,
然后阿摩斯说
Quit bringing your sacrifices.
不要再献祭了
Don't sing your songs anymore.
也别再来给我唱歌
God doesn't need your money.
神不需要你的钱
Instead,
而是
Let justice roll down like a river.
我愿公平如大水滚滚
Live lives that honor him.
过一个尊荣他荣耀神的生活
Because true worship will affect every part of your life.
因为真正的敬拜会影响你生活的方方面面
Jeremiah says the same thing.
耶利米也说同样的事情
The people say the temple, the temple, the temple.
然后这个百姓说耶和华的殿耶和华的殿耶和华的殿
Jeremiah says
耶利米说
God's not in there anymore.
神不在那儿了
You weren't honoring him with your life.
你没有用你的生活来尊荣神。
And if you're not honoring God with your life, all you've got in a temple is a nice big building.
如果你没有用你的生活尊荣神，那你的圣殿不过就是一个很壮观、很宏伟的建筑物。
Jesus comes.
耶稣到来。
And he talks about people who tithe every little bit.
他就讲到说，这些人呢，就是。所有得到的东西他们都会奉献都会十一奉献耶稣说
you should have done that.
耶稣说这个你们是应该做的
But don't neglect the things that are bigger.
但是呢那个更重要的呢你们不要忽略
Justice,
就是公义
mercy.
怜悯
don't just look at the rituals.
不要只看这个形式这个仪式
every part of your life should reflect this kind of worship.
你生活的每一个方面每一个领域都要反映这种敬拜
When we first started through these lessons,
当我们刚开始讲敬拜系列的时候
One of the definitions I gave you of worship came from Warren Wiersbe
我给其中给大家的一个定义呢关于敬拜的定义就来自于威尔斯比
He defined worship as the response of all that we are
他对这个敬拜的定义就是我们完全我们对那位
to all that God is
就是对那位 神完全的事，我们一个完全的回应。
In other words, our worship is seeing who he is.
我们的敬拜就是说我们看到神是谁，明白神是谁。
And responding to him.
然后呢，对神的一个回应。
With all that we are.
就用我们全人，我们的所有的一切来回应。
I love that definition, even though it's not a very academic definition.
我很喜欢它这个定义，虽然这不是一个很学术性、很严谨的一个定义。
Because it emphasizes two of the most important things that I have tried to focus on during these lessons on worship.
因为它强调了两点，就是我在敬拜中一直在强调的两个方面。
The first that it emphasizes is.
第一个它强调的方面就是。
Our worship is in response.To what God has already done.
我们的敬拜是对神已经成就的一个回应。
That's worship that is inspired by grace.
那个就是被恩典所激励的，激励所引发的一个回应。
When you read through the New Testament,
当你去读新约
I'll give you two terms this morning.
我今天早晨给大家两个词语。
When The New Testament tells us to do something, we call it an imperative.
当新约就是告诉我们说吩咐我们要做什么的时候，我们说这是一个命令。
Do this, do this, do this, do this.
就是我们会说做这个，做那个，做这个。
I've been reading through Paul's writing.
我在通读保罗的这个保罗书信。
And counting these.
我就数保罗的这个命令式的口气。
An imperative.Says do something.
这个词它另外一个语法上就说是祈使语气，就是说命令你的。
The other term, an indicative, says.
另外一个词呢，语法。
This is what God has done.
就是说告诉你说这就是一个暗示性的，就是说这个是你看神所做的。
And I've been doing kind of a little study for myself.
哦，这个应该是暗示语气，我在给自己做一个。研究一个小小的学习。
Comparing how we, including me, tend to preach.
就是在比较，就是说我们是怎么讲到的，包括我自己。
And how Paul preached.
然后保罗是怎么讲到的
？In much of our preaching.
在我们的这个很多的讲道中
，we have much of the first.
我们。有很多是第一种，就是这个起始语气，就是说告诉你该怎么做。
The big thing is, this is what we should be doing. Do this, do this, do this, do this.
就是命，就有点像命令似的，告诉我们说，吩咐我们说该做这个，这那个。
But as I have been reading and counting,
但是在我去读，我就在那儿数。
Paul's imperatives always are founded on an indicative what God has already done.
保罗他的这个命令式的这种语气呢，总是基于说神所做的，神所成就的。
And here's why this is so important. One reason.
这个为什么如此重要的一个原因就是
When I focus, when I start with the imperatives.
如果我是死于这个，就是说命令吩咐。
Who's doing the work?
那谁在做呢？
You.
是我们说在吩咐，我们在。
And what I've realized is we really feel good about that.
我也觉得我们很擅长于这样。
Because it feels a little better to think.
因为让你感觉稍微好一点。
I've earned this good thing that's coming to me.
我是。
Right?
这个发生在我身上的这个好事是我赚得的，是我赢得的。
I mean, if someone just walks up and hands you $100 this morning in church.
如果今天早晨有人过来给你100块钱。
You're going to be thankful.
你会很感谢。
But somewhere in the back of your mind, you need to justify why they did it.
在你的那个脑海深处，在你的脑海中，你得找个理由来说，哎，我配得这100块钱，就是你要找个理由。
So Nathaniel will say, well, I'm going to Taiwan as a missionary, and so, you know, this is helping to spread the gospel.
所以拿半夜就跟我说，哦，我要去。台湾做宣教士，所以这个钱呢可以帮助我这个去宣教。
I'm trying to put a plug in for you.
我不想给你。
Subtle, very subtle.
你用一种，拿来用很方、很那个、很暗示性的方式帮我那个。
See me afterwards about the commission rate.
Quincy's going to say, well, you know, I do spend a lot of time helping in the church, and they're just trying to say thank you.
那个昆子也会说，哦，我在教会里花了好多时间，那大家可能就给我这个钱表示要感谢我。
I don't know what Richard's going to say.
我不知道这个理查德弟兄会说什么。
But don't we kind of like to feel like I've done something to deserve this gift?
我们会不会就是总是会有点想说，哎，我做了什么事情，所以呢，我配得，所以他们给我这个礼物。
But the wonderful thing about God's grace, what Paul emphasizes is,
但是神的恩典呢，最棒的就是，最精彩的就是。
An imperative can leave you feeling like maybe I did it.
这个命令呢，这种吩咐会让你导致你可能会觉得说，嗯，是我做了什么。
An indicative means I did nothing, he did it all.
这个暗示的这种陈述的语气就是说明说。我什么都没做，神做了一切。所以
this always comes first.
所以保罗他的讲道呢，总是先有这种。
And so it's not that God did it in response to what I do did.
神不是说神所做的不是回对应于或者回应我所做的。
It is that whatever I do is in response to what He has already done.
而是不管我做什么，是对神。已经所行的所成就的一个回应。
And that means whatever I do, I can never take any glory for.
所以呢，这就意味着不管我做什么，我都不能有任何的就是功劳，有任何的荣耀，因为这是对神所做的一切的一个回应。
That's what happens in worship.
这个也敬拜中也就发生。
So the first reason I like this definition is it focuses, it's my response, the response of all that I am to all that God is. It's a response to what He has, is and what He has done.
所以呢，我喜欢这个威尔斯底的对敬拜的这个定义的第一个原因就是说，我们所行的其实是对神所事和神所成就的一切的这个回应。
But the second reason I like the definition and where I'm focusing this morning.
第二个呢，我很喜欢的这个定义的原因就是，也是今天早上我要主要讲的。
The response of all that I am.
他是说我的全人，我所有的一切，全方位的一个回应。
All aspects of our life.
是我们生活，包括我们的所有的方面。
That includes corporate worship.
那个就包括集体的一个敬拜。
Probably 20 years ago, if I taught on this topic,
如果我是二十年前教这个系列，教这个主题，
I would have put less emphasis on the corporate worship and more on the lifestyle.
我那个时候可能会更强调这个个人的敬拜，而不是少强调这个集体的敬拜。
Because believers all knew that yes, we need corporate worship.
因为作为相信的人，我们都知道说我们需要集体的敬拜。
The last 2 years have added to a problem that was already starting.
过去的两年就是加重了已经有的这个问题。
And that is a belief among many believers that, well, I don't really need corporate worship. I just worship, it's just me and God.
就是因为有很多相信信主的人说，哦，我不需要这种集体的敬拜。那个敬拜就是我跟神，已经有人有这种观点。
And we say it very spiritually.
我们是用一种很属灵的语言来描述这个观点。
I worship best when I am just sharing in God's presence, just me and Him. I'm listening to Him. That's when I really worship.
我真敬拜的最好的时候，我最能敬拜的时候，就是我单独在我在神的面前，只有我跟神分享那个美好时光。
And it sounds really nice.
听起来很好，对不对？
But Paul used a Greek term to describe that.
但是保罗用了一个希腊的一个词来描述这个。
Hogwash.
他就是说了一个希腊的这个词。
He says, no you don't.
就是那个意思就是不是这样的。
Over and over, Ephesians.
不管是在以弗所书。
Philippians.
还是在腓立比书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Galatians.
加拉太书。
Romans,
罗马书,
all of those things,
所有的这些书信里面,
you need the body.
你需要肢体, 你需要这个身体。
That is part of your worship.
那个就是你敬拜的一部分。
And so corporate worship is important.
所以呢, 集体的敬拜是重要的。
But the second part of that definition, all of our life then reflects that corporate worship.
然后我们的生活的方方面面都反映了这个集体的敬拜。
In the second century, one of the bishops, Irenaeus, said this.
在公元第二世纪有一个主教叫艾任勇。
The glory of God
神的荣耀
is a human being
是一个人
fully alive
是一个完全一个 一个完全活着的人
First of all, here's what he was not saying
第一个呢, 他说的不是
He was not a humanist
第一个他不是人文主义者
saying we are the center of the universe
不是说我们就是这个宇宙的中心
But he was saying this
他说的是
God is glorified
神就是被荣耀
when people become what he made us to be
当人成为 当人成为神创造人所要成为的样子 在方方面面都是神所要 就是成为神要他创造的样子的时候
他就在荣耀神 We are fully alive only when we are living our life completely to the glory of God.
只有当我们完全的是为造了神的荣耀为了神的荣耀活出来的时候 我们才是真正的活着
And so he says, here is how God is most glorified.
他又说这样神就是最被荣耀
The glory of God
就是神的荣耀
is a human being
就是一个人
fully alive
他就是完全的活着完全的造了神要他成为这样的活着
every part of their being
在他们生活的每一个方面每一个尺寸
每一个角落 living out God's purpose
在他们的每一个方面
and so the corporate worship
所以呢这个集体的敬拜
prepares us
就预备我们
for that daily life of worship
就在预备我们过一个每日敬拜的生活
Here's a bit of what that looks like.
那看起来是在实际生活中是怎么样的呢?
Number one.
第一点,
worship shows our values.
第一个呢,敬拜显示了我们的价值观。
Recently I read this quote.
最近呢,我读到一句话。
You can tell what a person worships.
你能看出来一个人是不是在敬拜。
By where they spend their time.
看他们在哪里花时间
and their money
他们在哪里花他们的钱
that's what they worship
那个就是他们所敬拜的
is what gets their time and their money
那个能得到他们的金钱和他们时间的东西就是他们所敬拜的东西
Louis Giglio wrote this a little more detailed
有一个叫路易的人 他把这个写得更详细一点
how everyone has an altar
每个人都有个祭坛
how do you know what you worship
你如何知道你敬拜的是什么呢?
Where your altar is.
你的祭坛在哪里呢?
He says it's easy.
很容易。
Follow the trail of your time.
你就跟着这个人的脚踪看他花时间在什么地方。
Your energy.
你的精力放在什么地方。
Your money.
你的钱放在什么地方。
Your allegiance.
你的效忠于什么。
At the end of that trail, you'll find a throne.
你跟着这个路径走到最后呢你就会发现一个宝座
And whatever or whoever is on that throne
不管说谁坐在那个宝座上
Is what is of most value to you
就是对你最有价值的
On that throne is what you worship
那个宝座上坐的就是你所敬拜的
He's saying this
他说的就是
Something has ultimate value in each of our lives
在我们每个人的生活中 有一些东西就有最终的价值
That's what we worship
那个就是我们所敬拜的
That's what gets our energy That's what excites us most
那个就是我们的精力都放在那儿 那个也是最让我们兴奋的
Amos wrote to people
那个阿莫斯给人写信说
Who said we worship Yahweh
阿莫斯时代的百姓说 我们敬拜亚威神
We go to the temple We bring the sacrifices
我们去 我们去圣殿,我们带上那个祭牲,我们敬拜他。
But Amos said, no you don't.
阿莫斯说,你可没有,对吧?
Here's how I know.
我如何知道的呢?
And he used those measurements.
他就用这些衡量标准。
Yes, you give some money to God.
是的，你是给神一些钱。
But the rest of your money is not used in obedience to his principles.
但是你剩下的钱，你可不是按照神的原则来应用的。
Worshipping with our money doesn't mean we give 100% of our money to God.
用我们的钱来敬拜神，不是说把百分之百的钱都给神。
But it also doesn't mean.
但也不意味着说。
We give 10%.
我们百分之十。
And then we can use the 90% however we want to with no regard to God's commands.
就是剩百分之十给了神，剩下的百分之九十，我想怎么用就怎么用，完全没有考虑神的原则。
If he is the one on that throne.
如果神是坐在宝座上的那位。
How I use all of my money will be guided.
我如何应用我所有的钱财，就会被这个来引导。
By his principle.
就是被神的原则来引导。
The people of Amos said, oh yes, we worship Yahweh.
阿莫斯时代的百姓说，哦，我们敬拜亚威神。
One day out of every seven, we set apart for him.
就是七日中的一日呢，我们会专门 分别出来给神。
And Amos said, no, you don't.
那个阿莫斯说你不是。
You worship yourself.
你敬拜你自己。
Because the other 6 days you're living purely controlled by your own desires and your own values.
因为剩下的六天呢，你完全是被你自己的这个私欲，完全被你自己的心愿和你自己的这个想法来控制。
But if God is the one we worship, if He's on the throne,
如果神是我们所敬拜的，他在宝座上。
Then how we do our work on Monday through Friday?
如果周一到周五我们如何来做工
？The entertainments we enjoy.
我们所喜欢的这种娱乐，
我们所享受的娱乐。Our relationship with our spouse.
我们跟配偶的关系。
All of those Monday through Saturday things.
周一到周六的这所有的一切事情
will be guided
就会被
by God's values
就会被神的价值观被神的价值所引导
how we use our time our money all of these things are a reflection of what do we worship
我们如何用我们的时间用我们的金钱就是我们如何敬拜的一个反应
so worship shows our values
所以呢敬拜显示了我们的价值观
But the other reason worship is so important in corporate worship is worship changes our values.
第二点，为什么这个集体的敬拜这么重要呢？因为它，这个敬拜改变了我们的价值观。
Three scriptures. We've already looked in here at Isaiah 6.
我们在这里已经看过以赛亚第六章。
When Isaiah truly worships in the temple, when he sees God.
当以赛亚真正的敬拜在圣殿里看见神的时候。
His life is different.
他的生命就不同了，他的生活也不同了。
I really think.
我真的觉得。
That a good test of did I worship on Sunday.
一个我在星期天在主日是不是真正敬拜的一个考试就是。
The big test of that worship is how do I live on Monday.
真正的考试就是我周一如何来生活。
Because true worship changes. My values.
因为真正的敬拜会改变我们的价值观。
Let me give you an illustration from our service, what that looks like.
从我们的这个敬拜中，我给大家一个例子，一个解释，一个例子讲我们如何敬拜。
I want to ask you to raise your hand. Maybe I just should ask you to answer it inside.
我想问你们举手，或者应该让您就自己心里回答。
But for the last2 months,
过去两个月
part of our worship every week has included something about unreached people groups.
我们都其中的敬拜都包括了为那些没有未触之民。
On Sunday morning, how many of you hear that?
星期天早晨多少人听到了这个未触之民？
During the week,
在
have you begun to think about those groups and pray for them?
在你的周间你有没有想到这些未触之民并且为他们祷告
Hopefully, yes.
希望是说是的
And if so, that is an illustration of what I'm saying, that what happens on Sunday.
所以这个就是我的一个解释就是说在星期天所做的
begins to change how we see the rest of life.
就是 影响了我们如何来看待别的 生活，就是你日常的生活。
That somewhere during the week,
在你这个周间的时候
I remember that picture from Sunday.
我就想起了星期天所听到的这个未出之名的这个图片这些消息。
And I said, God,
我就说神啊
Would you please send someone to them with the gospel?
求你差遣你的工人去向他们宣讲福音。
And then as I do that, I might become very, very brave.
当我这样子想的时候，我可能会变得更很勇敢。
And say, and God, if you wanted to send me, I would be okay with it.
比如说神啊，如果你要差遣我，没关系，我也可以去。
Or if I can't go quite that far.
如果我不能去的话。
I would be okay with you making me okay with it.
我也允许你改变我，让我愿意去。
You see?
你看到了吗？
And if it really starts to change you,
如果真的开始改变你，
because that's, I'm going to say the easy step.
我觉得这是一个容易的这一步。
Because I'm pretty sure he's not going to send me there.
我很确定神不会差遣我的。
And if he does, it's, you know, a year down the road,And that may never happen.
然后再过一年，可能这个永远也不会发生。
So if it really starts to change me, I'm going to pray this sometime during the week.
如果他真的神在改变我，那这个周间呢，我可能会这样子来祷告。
And God, while I'm talking to you about this,
神啊，当我跟你谈论这件事的时候
，You know there may be someone on my street.
也许在我街上的某个人
，Who hasn't yet come to know.
还不认识你。
There may be a homeless person that I bump into.
或者是一个流浪汉我正好碰到了。
Not literally.
不是说。
That doesn't know you.
不认识你。
God?
神啊。
I would be really happy if you allowed me.
神啊，我很高兴如果你允许我。
To share you.
跟他们去分享你。
That is what happens when worship moves from something I do between 10:30 and 11:30.
那就是你在星期天早晨上午那两个小时所做的敬拜，从星期天转移到
to impact all of life.
转移到开始影响到我们生活的方方面面。
That's a lifestyle of worship.
那就是一个敬拜的生活方式。
And that is how worship begins to change our values.
那就是敬拜如何来改变我们的价值观。
We begin to see that person that we bump into on the street.
那就是我们在街上碰到的人。
Not just as a person.
不单单是一个人。
But God, maybe they are one of those unreached people.
神啊，也许他们就是这个未触之
人。Maybe they're someone who doesn't know you.
他们就是不认识你的。
And now my values have begun to change.
现在我的价值观就开始改变了。
Because of what happened in corporate worship.
因为是我在集体的敬拜中所发生的。
When that happens, worship is really happening.
当这样子就是发生的时候，当这样的情况发生的时候，那就是真正的开始敬拜了。
Psalm 115.
在诗篇115篇。
Gives this powerful picture of the danger of idol worship.
给我们敬拜偶像的危险一个描述。
He's talking about idols, verse 8.
他在讲这个偶像在第八节。
He says, those who make them become like them.
说造这个偶像的造偶像的也要和他一样凡靠他的也要如此。
So do all who trust in him.
就是凡靠他的也要如此就是靠偶像的也要
如此。In other words, he says,
换句话说
the idol worshippers
拜偶像的人
become like their idols
就像他们的所拜的偶像
their character becomes more and more like the god they worship
他们的特征他们的品德也越来越像他们所敬拜的那个偶像
and that's true for us
对我们来讲也是同样的
for people whose idol is money who worship money
对那些拜偶像拜金钱是他们偶像的人
They become increasingly greedy.
他们就会更加的贪心
If your idol is money, how much money is enough?
如果你的偶像是钱那多少钱才够呢
More.
更多一点
Right?
对不对
You never have enough.
你永远都不会有足够
Why?
为什么
Because you have become like your God.
因为你已经开始向你的神，向你崇拜的那个神。
If your idol is fame,
如果你的偶像是名誉，是名声名望。
How much fame is enough?
那多少名气才够呢？
There's always another magazine that you can be on that cover.
那你还可以出现在另外一个杂志的封面上。
There's always one more step to becoming more famous.
那还可以再更进一步变得更有名气。
Because fame has become the God.
因为这个名声呢，名气已经成为你的偶像。
You're consumed by that.
我们就被这个所控制。
Psalm says we become what we worship.
所以诗篇就说我们就会变成我们所拜的那样的。
Now the good news for a believer is this.
但是给相信的信主的人的好消息就是
we become what we worship.
我们变成我们所敬拜的。
The worshiper of idols becomes more like the idol.
拜偶像的人就越来越像这个偶像。
But 2 Corinthians 3:18 says the worshiper of God becomes more like God.
但是哥林多后书三章十八节说拜敬拜真神的就越来越像神。
We all with unveiled face.
我们都是敞着脸。
As we behold the glory of the Lord, that's worship.
当我们得以看见主的荣光，当我们去看主的荣光，注视主的荣光的时候，那就是敬拜。
Are being transformed into the same image.
我们就变成主的形状。
If you are truly worshiping,
如果你真的是在敬拜，
you are becoming more and more like the one you worship.
你就会越来越像那位你所拜的神。
Which means if I'm not becoming more like Christ,
反过来说，如果我没有变得更像耶稣基督，我不想这么说。
Church, but I'm not worshiping.
那就意味着你到了教会，但是你并没有真正在敬拜。
Paul says if I'm really worshiping,
保罗说，如果我真的是在敬拜，
I am being transformed into his image.
我就会被变成他被改变成他的形象。
In every aspect of life,
在生活的每个方面，
everything is being changed because of worship.
因为敬拜，每一样事情都被改变了。
I'm going to skip over the rest of this, and I want to go to a couple questions that were
submitted. 那我后边就不讲了，那下边我们就来到问答。
Let me try to get through this today.
那今天想要把这点给讲了。
The first question I got was,
我得到的第一个问题就是
Some denominations focus and rely on liturgy and calendar during worship.
有些教派呢，他们就是依靠仪式，还有一些
Mentioned an example of Lutheran that wears the vestments, the clothing with the different colors of the year.
比如说路德派，他们的牧师是穿一个特别的一个装束。
How might the congregation benefit from that?
那会众如何从中得益呢？
I want to be careful how I answer this.
我要想很小心我是如何回答的。
Because I know everyone has different convictions about this.
因为我知道大家都对这方面都有不同的信念。
But since I'm the one talking, I'm going to give my opinion.
因为是我教课，所以我要给我的想法。我讲的就不同的礼拜一次。
I think my opinion has some value on this topic.
当然我会觉得说自己的。
I know there are some people who are very committed that we should have no kind of formal liturgy at all.
我知道有些人他们就是很强调，或者就觉得说不应该有任何的正式的礼拜仪式或者形式。
And I have heard their arguments and I respect.
我听到过他们的理由，那我也尊重他们的想法。
But I think there is some value in the reason the church very early developed a calendar through the year.
那我觉得说在教会初期很早期，他们就有一个教会的日历，他们发展出来这个教会的日历是有他们的价值的。
Let me do this in reverse.
那我反过来讲。
How many of you do something to honor New Year's Day?
我们多少人 ？You mean Chinese New Year or the
West? Either one, I don't know.
我们是，他说在新年做些特别的事情来纪念这个新年，就是来说这新年。我说是中国的新年还是春节还是西方，他说都是。
I don't know the Chinese holidays, so you'll have to bear with me.
因为我不太知道中国的这个节日，所以大家要忍耐我一下。
But
for Americans.
但是对美国人来讲。
We then usually observe President's Day.
我们下一个节日呢，就是我们所过的节，就是总统节。
Memorial Day.
然后就是那个
Fourth of July.
国殇节日。
国殇日
就是
Labor Day.
然后就是独立日，然后就是劳动节。
Until it became politically incorrect, we observed Columbus Day.
还有现在这个政治上不正确的说哥伦比亚日，现在这个已经好像他们开始攻击哥伦比亚日。
Which I know is now oppression of Native Americans Day or something.
然后他们说，哦，哥伦比亚日，他们说是什么压迫美国这个本土民的日子。
Here's my question.
我在后面就是感恩节。
Why for 200 years?
这个问题是为什么200年来
did schools and parents teach the children to follow these holidays?
为什么这个学校和家长会教孩子们要过这些节日呢？
These are the secular ones.
这些是
for a reason.
这个是就是世俗的这个节日。
What was the point?
It teaches about our history.
理查德说这是教我们教导我们的历史
teach us about our history,
让我们明白我们美国的这个历史
but to teach us about our history for a very specific and important current purpose
那他教美国的历史是为了一个很具体的一个很重要的现在的一个理由
This is our history to honor our values
就是去尊荣我们的价值观
To shape who we are now.
就是来塑造我们，我们现在怎么样来塑造我们。
In other words, part of teaching the children was for them to learn.
就是教导孩子们呢，是让他们学习到。
This is the president who shaped who we are.
这位总统呢，他塑造了我们，他在这个历史上塑造了这个，帮助这个国家。你应该像他们。
And as hard as it is to imagine,
虽然很难想
象 You should try to vote for people today who are like them.
你应该今天投票给那些像这位
总统 That's all I will say about the election.
那就是我讲的说这个选举关于选举
Memorial Day?
那国丧日呢就是一个
Was to honor those who died for our country.
是纪念那些为国捐躯的人
And to say,
是说
you shouldGrow up with that kind of dedication.
你长大了应该有那样子的委身。
Jumping to Thanksgiving.
到感恩节呢。
A time to say.
就是说。
All of these things that are ours are the blessing of God on us.
我们所有这一切都是神给我们的祝福。
Say thank you.
所以我们要对神说谢谢你。
I'm coming to the question.
那我现在来讲回答这个问题。
I move from here to another list.
那我从这里再到另外一个。
The Jewish calendar.
比如说犹太人的这个节气。
And here is why the church began to follow a calendar.
这里就是为什么教会也开始有个日历。
They did not base it on American holidays.
开始跟随一个日历的一个原因。当然教会用的不是美国的节日。
Why did God tell the Jewish people to celebrate Passover each year?
为什么神告诉犹太人每年要守逾越节呢？
Yeah.
要记住就是神在那天把他们从埃及地拯救出来。
This is who you are, you must not forget.
你是这是你的历史你一定不要忘记。
God chose you and he delivered you out of bondage. You belong to him.
神拣选了你把你从那个捆绑这种奴役之中拯救出来
The Feast of Weeks
然后这个是什么
What became Pentecost
就是哦那个五旬节
Late Spring Early Summer
就是晚春早夏
Opened the Harvest Season
就开始了这个收获的季节
And it celebrated the time when God gave the law on Mount Sinai
就是来纪念庆祝神在西乃山给以色列的百姓颁布律法。
Every year,
每一年呢
，a reminder,
就是一个纪念，一个提醒。
The law was a gift.
律法是神的恩赐，是神的礼物。
The reason we do these holidays,
我们守这些我们刚才过的这些美国的这些节日
，it is because we tend to forget what has been done for us and who we are.
我们很容易忘掉为我们所做的这些牺牲，忘掉了我们是谁。
30 years from now,
从现在开始再过30年
kids won't know who Columbus was except he was some sort of terrible oppressor.
他们就不再可能就不会再过这哥伦 哥伦布日，然后他们就会说，哦，哥伦布是一个压迫者。
These were a way of remembering. This is
我们过节是为了来纪念。
God said to Israel, I want you to remember who you are.
我要你纪念你是谁。
Rosh Hashanah.
这个是什么节？
The new year, the beginning of the new year.
犹太人的新年日。
A new start.
是犹太人的新年，就说这是一个新的开始。
Yom Kippur.
还有就是赎罪日。
A day of atonement.
赎罪日就是那一天是。
A day to remember.
你要记住那一天。
This is what we owe God.
这个就是我们
欠神的。We have broken His law, and this is a time of repentance.
这我们违背了神的律法，这一天是一个悔改的日子。
The Feast of Tabernacles.
住棚节。
Booths.
就是住在棚子里。
Every Jewish person left their home.
每一个犹太人会离开他们的家。
They built a temporary shelter.
他们就会用那个树枝呢建一个建一个小棚子。
Observant Jews still do this.
现在那个守这个节的犹太人还这样做。
Palm Beach County in the backyard.
他们就在自己的、mm-hmm. 自己的后院。
Okay, why?
为什么？
Remember what?
纪念什么呢？
40 years traveling through the wilderness, living in booths.
纪念你们四十年在旷野住在帐篷里。
God said, "I want you to remember who you are."
神说我要你记住你是谁。
I want you to remember what I have done for you.
我也要让你记住我为你所做的一切。
Very early in the church history,
在教会历史的早期
the church.Borrowed from this idea.
教会呢就借用了这个犹太人守的这些节期的这个观念这个概念然后就说
who we are.
然后教会就说我们很容易就忘记我们是谁。
And so the calendar of church worship became a way of doing for the Christian what this did for the Jews.
所以呢教会的这个历史这个节日呢就是也是对基督徒让基督徒来纪念神为我们所做的。
And what civil holidays do?
就像这个，就像民用的这些节日是为他当本国的公民所做的。
The year for the Christian calendar began 4 Sundays before Christmas.
所以呢，基督徒的这个日这个节期呢，最刚开始是始于圣诞节之前的4个星期天。
With Advent.
就叫。基督降临节
A time to prepare for what?
让我们来准备什么？不是说准备是为了基督教，基督教那是一个。
When you sit down and say no, Advent prepared for what?
降临节在今年在预备什么呢
？No, half right. 50% is an F.
预备节叫降临节说什么
？You get a high F, but it's still an F.
说了一个说的很好，但是
wrong.
我
prepare for what?
在预备什么呢？降临节预备什么
？Now you're afraid.
没人敢说话了。
Zero the
word. Low
F. Huh?
Afraid of getting a low F.
Yeah.
我就很怕得罪了。
Coming of Christ.
在预备耶稣的降临。
And the reason is. Looking at
two comings. 他在哦，降临也在期待
人的两个 One has already
两个降临。
But the primary focus of Advent in the church was getting ready for his second coming.
第一次降临，耶稣已经来了。这个降临节的主要目的是预备好耶稣的第二次来临。
You go through the hymnal.
你去看那个我们的赞美诗。
The best known Advent hymn.
这个最出名的这个降临节的圣那个赞美诗是什么呢
？Joy to the world，
普世欢腾。
Not a Christmas hymn。
其实那个普世欢腾不是给圣诞节，是一个降临节，说耶稣基督再来。
And it talks about how all of creation
讲到所有的创造。
That didn't happen when he came。
当他就是所有就是万物。
But it will happen when he returns。
他第一次来的时候没有发生，但
Joy to the world is a second coming。
所以其实普世欢腾是在为基督再临第二次来临的一个赞美诗
Then of course Christmas
然后下面就是圣诞节了
So they wanted us to remember
所以他们想要我们记住
He is coming back
第一个呢降临节让我们要记住 耶稣会再来。
Now this was and is important for Christmas. I mean for worship.
所以这个是对敬拜很重要的一点。
Because do you realize that in a practical sense, most of us forget that he's coming back?
你知道在这个实际的实际上来讲，我们很多时候都忘了主耶稣会再来。
How many of you believe that Jesus is returned?
多少人我们相信主耶稣有一天会再来？
Now, how many of you this week?
多少人这个星期？
Did something specific because he's coming back. The fact that he's going to come back affected some decision or some way you lived your life.
多少人会就是你上个星期你因为耶稣要再来你做了一些具体的事情就是因为他知道他会再来你做了。
In other words, most of us forget that he's coming back.
其实换句话说我们都什么没做那就意味着我们忘了主耶稣会再来。
Am I right?
对不对？是不是？
That when it comes to how we make our daily decisions,
因为如果他再来，这会影响到我们每天的生活。
We don't really think
我们没有真正认为说他会再来。
The church leader said,
所以带领教会的人就说,
We need a time when we remind these members he's coming back.
所以呢，我们需要一个节日来提醒我们的会众说他要再来。
Live that way. Let it impact your life.
让这个影响你的生活，要活出来这一点。
Christmas.
然后下一个节日就是
And then that's followed by
在下面就是
What was called, is called, ordinary time.
在下面就是那个平常的事情。
Ordinary, just plain.
就是说下面这个时间就是日常生普通的时间。
And during that period of the church year,
在这个普通的时间或者一般性的时间,
the scriptures,
就是会有经文,
the sermon,
经文讲道,
focused on the life of Christ.
这一段时间呢, 就是教会的这些呢,
就关注在 how he lived, and how that is a pattern for our life.
他是如何生活的, 那如何是成为我们生活的, 是我们生活的一个模式。
Because we tend to forget.
因为我们很容易就忘记。
How many of you believe that Jesus was tempted in the wilderness?
多少人相信耶稣在旷野被试探, 我们都举手了。
He conquered temptation.
他真的胜过试探。
He is a model for us.
他是我们的榜样。
How many of you were tempted this week to do something you shouldn't do?
多少人这个星期?
Every hand should be up. I'm not asking you to do it, I'm asking if you were tempted.
我就是只是在问你有没有被试探。
In response.
就是在你回应的时候, 面对试探的时候。
Did you go to scripture? Now you don't need to read that.
现在你不需要读圣经, 你有去读圣经吗?
Did you pray?
你有祷告吗?
And you say, I must have the power of the Holy Spirit to conquer this temptation.
我必须有这个圣灵的能力来胜过这个试探。
That's how Jesus answered.
那是主耶稣如何来胜过这个试探。
And if you did not do that, you desperately need this period of the church calendar. We all do.
我们所有的人都需要这个教会这个日期上的这个 普通一般性的时间。
This question is important and I'm going to take a little cut right here and I'll finish answering next week.
对，这个问题很重要，所以我现在必须得结束，时间到了，我下星期再回应。
But let me just say this.
我就说
The biggest reason I hear from people to say we shouldn't do this.
我听到的一个最大的就是很多的理由就是说我们不应该去守这些基督教的这个节期的原因就是
Is it just becomes an empty ritual?
很多人就说这就变成一个空洞的仪式。
Is that possible?
那可能吗?
Absolutely.
有没有可能变成空洞的仪式? 当然可能。
Is it possible to have a picnic on the 4th of July?
又有可能你在国庆节的时候
And hate America.
在国庆节 星期日呢，你还是去搞一个那个烧烤，
<Is it S
2> 去看美国，有没有可能？
Turkey on Thanksgiving and not be thankful.
有没有可能在感恩节你吃那个火鸡，但是却不感恩？
Was it possible?
有没有可能
for a Jewish worshipper
对一个犹太人的敬拜者
bring a sacrifice on Yom Kippur
在赎罪日带着他的祭物去了？
But in their heart not be repentant.
但是在心里却并没有悔改，没有忏悔。
And is it possible?
有没有可能
to have Advent? Services,
我们有这个降临节的这个崇拜，
but really not do anything in response to the second coming.
但是对于第二，耶稣第二次降临却没有任何的反应。
That is possible.
那都是可能的，变成。
But do you understand that if we never had the 4th of July long ago, we would have forgotten what we owe to those first patriots? Yes.
如果我们要是没有这个 独立日的话，这个七月十号，那可能你很早就忘记了最初的这个爱国者，他们为这个国家所做的。And
if God had not commanded the Jews to observe Passover,
如果神不是吩咐犹太人要守逾越节，they
would have quickly forgotten.
他们就会很快的忘记神为他们所做的一切。And
I think,
所以我想,
that are leaving this 1500-year tradition.
如果我们就是 放掉，就是不去遵循这个1500年的历史。
Has removed from many Christians the reality of these and the rest of them that we'll look at next week.
然后把这一切都从我们的这个实际的生活中、现实中给除掉了。
I don't think the church needs to be locked entirely into the calendar.
我不是说教会一定要非常严格、完全遵守这些基督教日期的这个节历。
But I think we would help our members greatly if we did more to make them aware of this.
如果我们就是更多的来做，可以帮助我们的会员来能够来意识到这些重要性。
Not as a ritual,
不是仪式,
but for the same reason as this.
就是为了犹太，就像犹太人守这些节气的原因。
As a way of guiding us through.
就是带领我们
things that need to be reminded over and over.
因为我们是需要不断的被提醒的。
I'll finish it next week.
我下个星期把这个问题回答。
Lord, thank you for your goodness.
主啊, 为你的良善感谢你。
Thank you that you came into our world.
谢谢你来到我们的世间。
You revealed yourself to us.
你向我们展示你自己。
And because of that, we can worship.
因为如此，我们才能敬拜。
Thank you for that gift.
谢谢你的恩赐，谢谢你的礼物。
Please be with us as we worship you this morning.
当我们今天早晨敬拜的时候， 求你和我们同在。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。 Amen.